Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down a plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight. God's army is
light. Hey, hey, let the church unite. Together we stand, no weapon cannot conquer me. Let the church unite. Get up, stand up.
Well, good afternoon, and to God be the glory. We would just like to welcome all of our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners, and our devoted financial partners. We truly have an awesome blessing for you today. And Happy New Year to those who weren't with us on last Monday. You missed a very, very exciting and blessed program. If you like, you can go on our website at www.meninsearchofchange.com and click under the title Come Together for Change. Go down, scroll down to the bottom of the page and click the date, which would be January 4th, 2016. All right. God bless each and every one of you. Today is Monday, January 11th, 2016. And my name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I will be and am your co-host together with my amazing husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, our host for the radio program entitled Come Together for Change. This past weekend, we celebrated his 70th birthday celebration. And for those of you who were not here, I'm so sorry, but you missed the celebration of the year. Trust me when I tell you that. Just look at the pictures on Facebook under Hudson Griffith or Shalia Griffith, all right? Okay, now, so as we move on, again, like I said, our show has come together for change. Our radio program is sponsored by Come Together for Change and also Men in Search of Change, as well as HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Now, for those of you who are not aware, our God-inspired radio broadcast is geared towards the sole purpose of helping you make the necessary changes you need to accomplish your goals and your God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do. Amen. Also, I would like to mention, ask the question, do you need a miracle in your life or something that seems impossible? Well, know this. We serve the all-powerful God, and he can create something out of nothing. Has any of you ever experienced that? We surely have. He can make a way when there seems to be no way at all and open doors that seem to be closed forever. Just remember, you were created in the image of Almighty God. There is power in your words. And there is power when you are in agreement with God. Start saying what God says about your situation. Speak life to your broken dreams today. Speak hope into the hopeless places. Keep an attitude of faith and expectancy. Why? Because God will turn things around for you and create something out of nothing. God is your ever-present help, because he is forever faithful to his word. So today, I encourage you to continue to trust God for whatever you need in this spiritual journey of your life. Amen. Amen. Now, before you grab your Bible and your pen and your notepad, just pick up the phone and call the ones you love the very most. Or you could text someone or tweet someone, a neighbor, a coworker, a friend, and let them know that Come Together for a Change is on the air right now in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. That's right, the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. For our inspiration today, and hopefully it will follow you this week, it is a poem that is entitled, A 2016 New Year Greeting. What lies behind you is a history of things past. What lies before you is a future of things to come. What lies inside you is the potential of things present. So use your ability to create a better tomorrow today. Today is the beginning of the balance of your life. Avoid the roads that can lead you to strife. May all your dreams be realized in 2016, and a new road to prosperity may you find now. It is more blessed to give than to receive. It is a biblical quotation you should now believe. Take every opportunity to serve your fellow man and promote peace and equality in this changing land. To all my family and friends, I wish you well. Let positive words to each other tell. Do not forget the master's call to show love to those who around you may fall. May peace, prosperity, and positive thoughts be yours throughout 2016. This awesome, amazing, anointed, and blessed 2016 New Year greeting was composed by none other than Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith. Okay, I pray that you do have your Bibles and your pens and paper. I'm going to give you our topic for today. The topic is friendship. One word, friendship. The main scripture will be coming from Proverbs, the 17th chapter and the 17th verse, and it reads as follows. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. That's it. A friend loveth for all times, and a brother is born for adversity. So continue with your notes, because you're going to be blessed at the message that is coming to you today. So at this time, it does give me a great pleasure as well as an honor to bring to you, to introduce to some and present to others, our anointed and gifted speaker of the hour, our host, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Shalia. It's a wonderful privilege to be coming your way another day and to let you know that Jesus Christ is alive. He's alive in everyone that has repented of their sins and have accepted him into their lives. I want to thank my wife, Shalia, for a wonderful 70th birthday celebration at a wonderful place. And all of you who attended would know it was very wonderful to hear what people say. Now, I don't believe in getting my tributes and my flowers when I'm dead, because I can't hear them. I wanted to hear them now. And I tell you, there were quite a number of good tributes that were paid to me. And I thank my wife for all that she did, because she put it all together. She didn't want me to get involved in it. And she put it all together, and it was a wonderful time of fellowship, food, and fun. So I just want to thank her publicly for all she did in putting this celebration together for me. God bless her as she continues to do what is right. Okay? All right. This afternoon, we're going to be talking about friendship. Now, some time ago, I talked about, I think it was the 10 ships of change. And the 10 ships of change begin with relationship. Then they go into companionship. Then they go into friendship. fellowship, courtship, mentorship, leadership, discipleship, ownership, and stewardship. And you would say, what does that have to do with anything? We are living in a world today in which there are many lonely people. There are many lonely people who commit suicide, or those who take to the bottle and drink consistently because they are lonely. Because they are lonely, they have no friends. They have no friends to love them, to call them and encourage them. They have no friends to lift them up. And the word says, as you read, a friend does what? It is important to know that a friend loveth at all times. Therefore, once you have a friend, they are supposed to love you. They are supposed to cherish you. Your friend will go out there for you. You don't have to see each other every day, but friendship is important because where there are friends, there is love. Where there is love, there is a commitment to be there for each other. I want you to know that the Bible is explicit with the idea of friendship. A friend loveth at all times. Also, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16.
Proverbs 18 and 16. A man's gifts make room for him and bringeth him before great men.
Okay. Now, you know that it is your gift, your ability to do things that will bring you before many great people. Because as a friend, if you have a friend, you are going to give into their lives. Because the word says, give and it shall be given unto you. Therefore, you have got to be able to recognize. As you start this year, 2016, those of you who say, I don't have any friends, I want you to change that attitude and be willing to understand the value of friendship. Because if you have friends, you are able to encourage them, and they are able to encourage you. But if you don't have any friends, there is no encouragement going on. And I just want you to know that it is time that we as Christians really reach out to those who are afar off and become friends of theirs. I want you to reach out to people who you would not normally, people in your block of flats, people in your home and neighborhood, people at your church, people at your workplace. You know what is interesting? We go to church and we sit beside people and we don't say anything to them. And when the church is over, we go out and we go our separate ways. You don't know that person. You don't know what needs they have. You don't know what problems they have because you have not tried to make a friend of theirs. You have not tried to establish a relationship with them. Because you have not tried to establish a relationship with them, you have not been able to make a companion out of them. We all need friends. And I'm going to read to you something which says, we all need friends. And it is really interesting. It says, we need friends for many reasons. To be there for us throughout the four seasons. To comfort us when we are sad. And to have fun when we are glad. We need friends to give us good advice. When we are down, to treat us nice. We remember us when, to remember us when we are past, sharing our moments that will forever last. Okay, that says a little about friendship, the importance of friendship. Because people are looking for friendship. People are looking for companionship. People are looking to be able to get away from loneliness. One of the biggest scourges in the world is loneliness. When you are lonely, you think of suicide. When you are lonely, you think of doing things that are not right. When you are lonely, you think of taking into account your own situation and you try to do things that are wrong. So you have to understand. You say, but I can't keep friends and I don't make friends. Let me give you the ABC of friendship. A friend accepts you for who you are, believes in you, calls you just to say hi, doesn't give up on you, enjoys being with you, forgives your mistakes, gives unconditionally, help in and out of trouble. I invite you over, just likes you to be with you, keeps you close to heart, loves you for who you are, makes a difference in your life, never judges you, offers support, okay, picks you up when you are down, right, and quiets your fears, respects you and your views, says nice things you need to hear, trials, they try to always make you smile, understand you, values you, walks beside you, give you lots of kisses. When you need to listen, they will listen for you. Okay? Zaps you back to reality when you are out of the loop, as it were. So we see the importance of having friends. I want to begin to help Christians because Jesus expects us to love and to make friends. All right? And it is therefore important to follow what he says and to understand that your attitude really matters. Your attitude matters because it is important, right, for you to understand that Jesus loves you and he wants you to love others. So many people say, well, I don't have anybody to love me, right? Okay, in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, it says, A man that have friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. So if you are going to make friends, as you have, because Jesus said in St. John's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 34 and 35, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Now, when you have love one for another, you are going to show yourself friendly to that person. You're going to give them a call to encourage them. When you see them at church, you are going to make yourself known to them. You are going to establish a relationship with them. Not a selfish relationship, but all of us need friends. We need friends for different reasons. And God wants us to begin in our homes, because sometimes we're not friendly with those in our homes. Sometimes we're not friendly with those in our neighborhood. Sometimes we're not friendly with those in our church, because you go to church and we need to be able to establish friendships with those in our churches, because it's important to build relations, because we need to be able to be friendly one with another. And in St. John's Gospel, I think it is St. John's Gospel, chapter 15. It says, it's St. John's Gospel, chapter 15. Verse 13.
St. John 15 and verse 13. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
All right. Next, verse 14.
And 14, ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you.
Okay. Greater love hath no man than a man lay down his life for his friends. Okay, we're talking about friendship. We're not talking about you getting into a relationship for personal reasons. We're talking about friendship. People establishing friendships with each other. People being able to be there for each other. People being there to encourage each other. People being there to call each other and to understand the seven S's of a good attitude in a relationship. Now, very often, we do not speak to people because we do not see them. All right, you just pass the road, and you're taking it with your own thoughts and ideas and whatever your own problems, so you don't see people. So the first thing that you have got to do is to see people. When you see people, the next thing you have to do is to smile with them. When you smile with them, you speak to them, all right? You say a kind word to people, kind word of greeting. Serve people what they need, okay? Show people that you really care. Share information to help people. No, those are the S's that really important in life, okay? And even in terms of your spouses and your relationship, you've got to understand that you've got the six most important words are, I admit I made a mistake. The five most important words are, you did a good job. And the four more important words are, what is your opinion? The three most important words are, if you please. The two most important words are, thank you. The one most important word is, we. The least most important word is, I. I is not as important as we, where we understand that we need to love each other. We need to be able to be there for each other because a friend loves us at all times. So I want you to make a special effort at work to establish some friendships. I want you to make a particular establish relationships with people at your church. You've been going to church, but you have not been able to make many friends because a friend, if you want to be a friend, you've got to show yourself friendly. And very often we have to take the initiative and go up to people. Some people are bashful. Some people are not easy to talk to. So I want you not to make any excuses any longer, but I want you to go to these people that you see at church, people at your workplace. I want you to be friendly with all those you meet. I want you to understand that people have emotional needs. One of the first emotional needs that people have is a need for attention. You have to pay attention to people, just as you pay attention to your baby, because if you don't, it'll cry to let you know that it needs attention. And the next one is approval. Sending the right nonverbal message of our approval. Do you approve of people? People will know when you don't approve of them. And if you don't approve of them, they don't want to be around you. So friendships will be difficult to establish. You've got to recognize that the third A of our emotional needs is acceptance, all right? People have got to know that you accept them. You're smiling to show our acceptance or of another. You've got to learn to smile with people. That's to show you're accepted. And affection, saying kind words to show that you appreciate them. Admiration, sharing compliments to declare our admiration. Sometimes you may need to say, that's a lovely shirt you're wearing. I love your earrings. I love your bracelet. And that can soften people up. So therefore, you have got to show a sense of appreciation, right? Then there's affirmation, seizing every opportunity to declare our commitment. And then there's respect. Saying statements that will not humiliate or embarrass. You know, sometimes we say things that will humiliate or embarrass. You've got to respect the feelings of people, all right? And then there's recognition. Serving persons for making worthwhile contributions, right? Those who have made worthwhile contributions, you need to be able to recognize them, right? And let them know that you love them. I hope this evening that you will understand that life is not just about walking up and down and going everywhere, but it's about recognizing people. It's about saying kind words to people. It's about even smiling with people. And it's important that you understand the value of a smile, because a smile can make a big difference in life. So many people go through life and they seem to be so sad. And when you look at their face, their relationship, the things, how their face looks, there's no smile. So I want most of you to understand the value of a smile in friendship and in building relationships. Here is a little poem that says, a smile costs nothing but gives much. It enriches those who receive it. without making poor those who give. It takes but a moment, but the memory of it sometimes lasts forever. None is so rich or mighty that one cannot get along without it. And none is so poor but that one can be made rich by it. A smile creates happiness in the home, fosters good will in business, and in the counter sign of friendship. It brings rest to the weary, cheer to the discouraged, sunshine to the sad, and it's nature's best antidote for trouble. Yet it cannot be bought, begged, borrowed, or stolen, for it is something that is of no value to anyone until it is given away. Some people are too tired to give you a smile. Give them one of yours, as none needs a smile so much as he who has no more to give. I want to help you this evening to understand the value of friendship, the importance of smiling, the importance of reaching out to others and letting them know that you love you, that you love them. This is a new year. We have to break out of our selfishness and reach out to others and let them know you care for them and let them know that you are there for them. You need to be a mentor. And we're going to talk sometime later about mentorship, the importance of mentorship. I want to pray with you now that God gives you the courage and opens your heart that you would really reach out and love each other, okay, and love people that you see and not just take it upon yourselves to be selective in your loving, because Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. So we have to love one another. I'm going to pray for you that God gives you the strength and the courage to reach out and love another. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you right now. I thank you, Lord, for all you have done. I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit in bringing people together. Help them to realize the value of friendship. Help them to realize the value of good relationships. Help them to realize that you died and you said that we should love one another. And it's important that we come together to bring change in this land. Bless us this afternoon. Lord, for those who are selfish, break out their selfishness and grant them peace, that they may do what is right in your sight. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you've taken all your notes and you heard the best message of the week. So I pray that you will study. You will study those words and that you will find someone to be a new friend this week. So look for someone. Look for someone that you can pray with. Look for someone that you can laugh with. Look for someone that maybe you can take them to the grocery store, help them with food, or to the doctor's office, and find yourself seeing within their eyes what they see in you, because we are all God's product. And what other people see in us, if they can't see God in us, then there's something wrong. So continue loving on other people. And know that God loves us. God bless you all. Be with us again next Monday, which will be January the 18th. Have a wonderful and blessed week. And again, find someone and make a new friend this week. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, amen.
We know that the weapons of our warfare, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back.